Most definitely, I think that, you know, we always touch upon the quarterback's the one with the ball the most. So being able to get him out the spot, and then not only get him out the spot, but sack him and get him and drop the ball is one of the biggest things that we look for in turnovers. So if we can get to him and get him to drop the ball, we should be good.
What's the mindset of the team as a whole with all the injuries that have gone on?
Next man up. That's it.
Most important question we could ask you is how you're feeling at this point.
I'm okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When did that come up, Mike? Was that after the game?
I'm not discussing injuries, so I'm sorry.
Mike, you might be going up against a guy like Joe Thomas quite a bit. Depends where you're lined up. What does he bring to the game?
I played against Joe Thomas in college. I mean, he's a good offensive tackle. I think that you have to just look at him for what he is. He's a veteran. I mean, he's got a lot of veteran things that he does out there. I mean, he's a great offensive tackle, a Pro Bowler. So you just have to try to get him uncomfortable. You know, we got the crowd, and hopefully ride him a little bit. But you know, you have to try to get a guy like that quick and make him, you know, make him adjust to what you're doing, not adjust to what he's doing.
Who got the better of those matchups in college?
I just, when I played him, I didn't get a chance to go against him, but I mean, I watched him pick up a couple guys and throw them on the sideline. So he's, he's a good strong tackle. So that'd be fun playing against him.
Only a handful of outside linebackers healthy this week. I know it's, you know, next man up, but is practice weird? I know you haven't been going this week when there's only a couple guys running out there with Coach Green.
We were short last week. We were definitely short this week. So I think one of the biggest things that outside linebackers too is, you know, physically we're able to do the job, but just mentally being able to do it. There's a lot of moving parts in our defense and a lot of moving parts for rookies and even myself at that position. So, you know, just understanding is one of the biggest things. And as long as we can get that, I think that the lack of reps and lack of bodies, we can account for that, just knowing what we got to do mentally.
We're asking about injuries nonstop. I mean, I assume you guys aren't talking about much in the locker room, but can it be, you know, a challenge that the younger guys rise to? Like, all right, you know, we're getting challenged here. We're getting, you know, people don't think we can do it.
Most definitely, but I think it's a challenge, but it's also fun. I mean, inside the locker room, one thing that we always commonly come to consensus is we don't really care about what anybody else say outside. I mean, nobody's wearing shoulder pads and helmets for us. Nobody knows what's in our playbook, so nobody can account for what we're doing. We just try to play the best football that we can, and, you know, we try to be technique sound. And as long as we can do that, we should be good.
What have you seen out of Palmer and Malumba to know that they're capable, ready? Have they learned a lot since camp?
I think they learned a lot, actually. They picked up the playbook a lot faster than I did, converting from a defensive lineman. So I think that just the knowledge of the game for them is great. I think that just experience is one of the biggest things. And having them get comfortable with the game and having them start out early, try to get them established in the first quarter so you can get comfortable and get used to the gameplay. And they're both great athletes and great players, and they mentally can handle the game. So I think they'll be fine.
What kind of impact does a guy like A.J. Hawk bring to this team? He's somebody that, you know, the team's been able to count on being out there day in, day out for years.
I mean,
now,
we could count on A.J., but me personally, I like A.J. on a personal level just because, I mean, he keeps everything calm out there. I mean, everything that you want to be frustrating, everything, I mean, he goes through all those emotions for you on the field. So just being able to play with him, and he's definitely the leader of this defense. I mean, he does so much that people don't realize. And, you know, having him, and he's always been healthy, is just somebody that you can count on, and he's a great player for us.
It was nice to see him, you know, get those flash plays, get those sacks last game.
AJ's the funniest person. I just tell everybody, watch his emotion after you get a sack. I mean, but for him, I mean, that's good, just coming in and get some sacks. I mean, he don't get an opportunity to get much, but, I mean, he ended up with three this game, so that's great for him.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
I think that when I look at Jolly personally within the defensive line room and even outside linebackers, just the brotherhood that he brings, because, you know, Jolly brings us up before a game and he talks, and I think that most people understand and listen to him, because when you look at Jolly, you're looking at a person as – looking at a person for what it is, like, you can't take anything for granted, and you're willing to play for somebody like that who's lost it all and who's able to get it all back. So just playing for Jolly, and I mean on a personal level outside of the locker room, he's a great guy. I love Jolly to death, and I'm glad that he's back, because he's brought something to this team that we needed, that's experience, and that's just him being a vocal leader too.
Did you ever hear any stories at all from Ryan or DJ about what he was like when he was here?
I don't think I need to hear too many, because I can see them all for myself, but no, he's pretty much, from what I hear, is the same person, you know, then as he was now, and now as he was then, or wherever you might have it. But, I mean, yeah, he's a great guy.